completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagined Success Podcast. So happy you joined today. Today we were going to continue our series on the 12 Universal Laws of Success. We've gone through laws number 1 through 6. Today we'll do 7, 8, and 9. The law of attraction, the law of action, the law of value, and the law of relationships. But first I want to recap our last week podcast. We were still doing the same book, but our crystal for that day was how you feel is more powerful than what you think. We learned that no matter what your actual thoughts are, your feelings can trump those. And so it's just important to think about what you're thinking and how you feel about it, because that is so important. And it's actually going to flow into our crystal for today. I'll go ahead and introduce our crystal for today. The crystal for today is you become what you think about most of the time. So, you know, there are some people who think and talk about people. Some people talk about things and happenings. And then there's some people who talk about ideas, good, bad, or otherwise. What you are thinking about is what you become most of the time. So we'll delve more into that today as we go over the next 3 laws from the Universal Laws of Success. And the book is by Dr. Herbert Harris, if you want to go out and get it yourself. Dr. Herbert Harris. So let's just jump right on in. Today, first we'll start with the law of action. So the 7th universal law of success is the law of action. This universal law governs the manner or method of performing the activities of life. It is the methodology by which the principles of success are actually implemented on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. The law of action encompasses your behavior, conduct, habits, and method of operation. It is the operating process by which your thoughts and feelings become the things and experiences of your life. So without action, you actually won't be able to do any of this. Action is very key and pivotal because you have to act on these laws and act on the things that you're interested in, want to do in life. So the book gives a quote from the Bible, James chapter 1, verses 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So doers is the key word in that scripture. On a practical level, the universal law of action focuses on the following. 1, the work you perform for material survival. 2, planning your actions to produce desired results. 3, achieving your goals and vision of life. And 4, overcoming obstacles and challenges that confront you. So once again, this law is very important because if there is no action, then we don't have laws 1 through 6 either. I mean, you need action. You need to act to do the law of change or the law of command, the ones that we've already talked about. So action is important, and work is part of action, whatever work you do. So work is generally defined as a means to earn a living. But in the broader sense, work is the physical or mental effort or activity directed towards producing or accomplishing your desired results. So a lot of times if you say, like, why do you work? If I ask you that question, why are you working? A lot of people will say just to make a living, you know, to make ends meet, to buy the things I want to buy. But what are you getting out of your work? Generally, the objective of the physical and mental activity of getting up each morning, getting dressed, rushing to your place of employment is to obtain money to meet the material requirements of your life. But if all that you're getting out of work is the financial wherewithal to take care of yourself, then you are being grossly underpaid no matter how much you make. So as long as your work is just for the money and for something outside of yourself, you're being shortchanged. But in order to be more fulfilled and, you know, to make the action count and feel, help you feel alive in your life, the work should be more meaningful. The essence of the work should be something you care about. If you can reach that and achieve that, that will make it a lot easier for you to work, and it won't even necessarily feel like work. Work should be considered an internal considered on an internal spiritual level, or just in general, something that you like, that you makes you feel good, that you're interested in. It should be rather a means to live, but one that you find enjoyable most of the time, of course, and something that you want to do. So how do you find the right work? I mean, to do that, it can be difficult. Sometimes it can be very easy. But think about the things that you enjoyed as a child, that you gravitate towards doing for free. And those are the type of things that you want to try to move towards doing to make a living so that it doesn't feel like work. It'll feel more like fun and enjoyment, and you'll be happy to get out of the bed and go do it each and every day. So action is very important, but it's much easier if you can find the right work that will help you feel comfortable and happy and excited to go to work each day. So that could take time. For some people, that's easier to get to than others. And some people may be in work that already inspires them each and every day, and that is amazing. And some people may not. But if you aren't, you can start to take steps to try to get to that. Now, what kind of steps can you take? Sometimes you may have to start doing it as a hobby to try to get your skills up, if it's something maybe creative, artistic, or even if it's a business, you could do it on the side. And then eventually you can learn more and start to really figure out a revenue plan so that you can move into doing it full time. Or if it's something that you can, you know, get a job doing, you work to do that as well. Either apply or get the skills that you need. So action is the law that we were just discussing. And action comes a lot easier when you have the right work, doing something, and your actions include something that you are passionate about and desire doing. So then that's one way and one law of success. So now we're going to move on to the next law, the law of value. This is the eighth universal law of success. And this one's a very interesting law because it's the law of value and mutual exchange. And it covers the interactions that take place between the different levels of two different levels of exchanges between people. When we interact with others, you know, people are on different levels. And there is another Bible verse that this book uses that actually explains it. It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and render you. So basically, the law of value is you're not going to throw your beautiful pearls to the pigs to step on and not care about. So it's important to understand what your treasures are, what's important to you and others that you're interacting with so that you can equally match them and be equally yoked. Simply stated, the universal law of value directs you not to waste your treasures, the things that are important to you, on people, places, or things that are beneath your level of consciousness. So, for example, suppose you share your values of fairness, honesty, and truthfulness with another person who has the consciousness of a liar and thief. that other person will hate and resent you, and that exchange just won't be good. It will only be a matter of time before that other person responds to you and your values in the only way that he or she can, by lying, cheating, and stealing from you. So it doesn't matter how much you love it or care about the person, he or she can only respond to you in a manner consistent with their own level of consciousness, that of a liar or a thief. So just be cognizant about who you interact with and how you move in the world and interact. The four main aspects of value are time, thoughts, actions, and substance. So do not waste your time on thoughts, people, or actions which are not worthy. Do not waste your thoughts on ideas that are not worthy. Do not waste your energies on activities that are not worthy. And do not waste your money on that which is not worthy. So once again, be cognizant on what you spend your time, money, energy, and assets on. Because some of them, you know, you may have a really great gift or asset that you're bringing to another person who just doesn't care about it or it's not important to them. So try to be equally yoked in that manner when you're doing things in your life and the way you move. The crystal for today goes along with this universal law of value. And this one is centered around thought specifically, the crystal here. And the universal law of thought provides, which is the crystal for today as well, you become what you think about most of the time. I'm going to say that one more time, the crystal of the day. You become what you think about most of the time. So this goes along with being very cognizant of your actions, your thoughts, who you're sharing them with, and in your own mind, what you're thinking about. Do not fill your mind with thoughts that are below the type and nature of thoughts you are capable of thinking or should be thinking. Otherwise, these lower thoughts will manifest in your life. Even if you permit yourself to think lower thoughts in jest or unintentionally, the subconscious mind accepts as true whatever thought, intentional or unintentional, is in your mind. It then proceeds to objectify that thought in your life experience. So do not permit lower unproductive thoughts which do not support your goals and purpose to occupy your mind. If you pay attention to these lower unproductive thoughts, you will not achieve your goals and purpose. In fact, you will be laying the foundation for your own failure in the not too distant future. So ask yourself and your mind this question. What is the best use of my mind right now, taking into consideration my goals, vision, and purpose? So I think this is probably one of the most key points in the universal law of value. Your thoughts are valuable. Your thoughts are going to shape your life and shape your experience here on earth. So it's very important to control those and think, you know, think positively, think more about what you want. Don't listen to the bad news all the time. You know, the news is on, but there's a lot of bad news that can creep into your thoughts. Monitor that and also try to listen to more positive things and positive people like this podcast to help you elevate your thoughts and help you have more positive thoughts towards your life and towards your experience that you're creating on this earth. So that is the universal law of value. The last law we're going to discuss today is probably one of the most important ones, if you ask me, the law of relationships. Now, we all have relationships, good, bad, otherwise, family, friends, intimate partners. So relationships are key. Coworkers, this can make or break your, you know, success and your experience as well. So let's talk about this one. Every step of your success journey will involve relationships. Whether you are able to develop positive, gratifying, and empowering relationships to a large extent determines whether and to what degree you will achieve your goals and realize your visions. So your relationships have the ability to pump you up and help lift you up and elevate you, but they also have the ability to help pull you down as well. So there are four basic relationships for everyone. The four basic relationships are the relationship with your God, the relationship with yourself, the relationship with others, and the relationship with things. So these are the four relationships that we have to think about that contribute to our life and our life successes. When the relationships are proper and in order, they're called harmonic relationships. And harmonic relationships are relationships which are positive, encouraging, nurturing, and productive. They result in good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and positive desired results. Harmonic relationships are based on truth, knowledge, understanding, faith, courage, self-confidence, and respect. When relationships are not harmonic, they are based on negative, unproductive thoughts, habits, and feelings centered on ignorance, fear, doubt, dishonesty, and indecision. So obviously, our goal is to make all of our relationships harmonic. And once again, the relationships that we are working to make harmonic are the relationship with our God that can ground us and give us a foundation, help us to understand love. And then our relationship with ourselves must be harmonic as well. Sometimes we are our most fervent critics. We, you know, criticize our own selves. Our self-talk can be negative. So once again, that goes around the crystal of the day. You become what you think about the most of the time. So that also goes with your self-talk. If you're talking down to yourself, then you'll become that. So those positive affirmations we talked about in the previous podcast are key. Positive self-talk. I can do it. I am amazing. Will help go a long way when you work on your relationship with yourself and how you feel about yourself. And then your harmonic relationship with other people. So there's many types of relationships that you have with others, your kids, your family members, parents, spouse. And these are all very important relationships that we all want to be harmonic and harmonious. So those are ones that we can continue to work on and bring our positive attitude towards to keep them strong. And then finally, your relationship with things. Of course, is another relationship that we want to keep harmonic as well. So relationships are key to your success. They can bring you up and or bring you down and tear you down. So this is the third law that we're going to discuss today. The law of relationships. So I've enjoyed talking to you today about these laws. And the ones we discussed today are the law of action, the law of value, and the law of relationships. These three are key components to success and gaining success in your life and continuing to be successful in your life. So take one of your nuggets that you've learned today and implement them. And I'm going to close it off with the crystal of the day one more time. You become what you think about most of the time. So really guard your thoughts and guard what you are listening to and thinking about. With that, I'll close our podcast for today. So glad that you joined me on the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to talking to you very soon. Bye.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.